What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, the Daily Digest deluge continues. Maybe that's what I'll call this series of episodes, the Daily Digest deluge, with another episode today with some big updates in the world of AI and AI marketing. First topic we're going to talk about is a story from CNBC with the headline, Apple could charge up to $20 for some Apple intelligence features, analysts say. So we've talked about the Apple intelligence features that are going to be coming to the iOS operating system in the future. And if you've listened to those episodes, you know just how pumped I am and how big of a deal I think that's going to be for AI adoption going forward. Well, now it's rumored that there's going to be a cost to those features. We will also touch on a note-taking AI feature coming to Google Meet. And then we'll touch on a story from Live Science that I came across from the rundown.ai about a significant step towards AGI as far as computing resources go. Okay. So starting with the Apple intelligence news, we have talked about the Apple intelligence features that are going to be coming to the iOS operating system in the future. And if you've listened to those episodes, you know just how pumped I am and how big of a deal I think that's going to be for AI adoption going forward. Well, now it's rumored that there is going to be a cost to those features. I'll just pull the info here from an article from CNBC, again, linked in the show notes. And there are estimates from experts that Apple could charge between $10 and $20 for these premium AI features, which actually I don't think it should come as much of a shock to any of us, considering the investment that these companies are having to make into AI, into the computing resources that are necessary, the staffing resources that are necessary, and they're going to have to come up with that money somewhere. Now, I think this has some obvious pros and cons as it relates to AI adoption in the future, which is going to obviously affect the amount of time we spend in our marketing strategies focusing on AI tactics and tools. Obviously, the benefits of having an AI integration within the iOS system, within these handheld devices, are pretty obvious. It's going to enhance the user experience. It's going to enhance personalization on the device, and hopefully end up creating a revenue stream that can be redirected back into the enhancement. And that's only going to improve the end product. So hopefully that's a benefit we see from a potential cost to these features. Obviously, from a consumer standpoint, it's not the greatest news to hear that there's going to be an additional cost or an additional fee, especially for users who are maybe already subscribed to premium Apple services or are paying for multiple Apple services or other applications within the Apple ecosystem. And unfortunately, I think this will do a bit of damage to the adoption rate that I was initially so optimistic about with these features. And that AI adoption that we would see from device integration. And so obviously this is adding a bit of a price barrier and it's going to increase the friction to that adoption. I think from a marketing perspective, if Apple wants this to work, they're going to have to clearly communicate the value that this AI intelligence or this, excuse me, this Apple intelligence is going to be bringing to the device and to the user experience. And I hope they definitely have some sort of free tier to the Apple intelligence, some sort of access that can be widely granted or widely accessible to all Apple users. I think that would be a great thing for their business strategy, but more importantly for AI adoption across devices. Not that Apple needs any recommendations from me on business strategy. Anyway, as far as the marketplace goes, users are definitely used to paying for premium AI services. It's becoming more common recently, for sure, to have open source and free models at the ready, but OpenAI and Claude, or excuse me, Anthropic, Google, Microsoft, all these companies have paid tiers to their AI offerings because they need to be able to cover the expense of building these tools. So obviously anything Apple intelligence is always going to be of interest to the AI Marketing Navigator. So we will keep you updated, of course. Okay. Next on our list for today's Daily Digest is Google's new note-taking feature in their Meets platform, which is their video conferencing tool. For those of you who maybe are not using Google or living in that Teams world, the Microsoft world, or using Zoom maybe, but they announced this feature and it's an AI-powered feature within Google that is going to automatically take notes during your Google Meets meetings, which is awesome. You're likely similar to me in that you have multiple meetings daily or weekly that you need to not only attend and participate in, but usually there are several action items as a result of those meetings. And the fact that I will no longer have to be typing along or writing along with the meeting and I can just pay attention to the attendees is an awesome benefit to me for sure. It looks like the setting can be configured in the admin console, and the feature is going to be available for customers that have a Gemini Enterprise, Gemini Education Premium, or AI Meetings and Messaging add-on. So it looks like if you don't have Gemini Enterprise or the Education Premium Gemini, you'll need to get the AI Meetings and Messaging add-on. But as this feature gets rolled out, I think this is going to definitely help us increase productivity. Obviously, the accuracy of the note-taking is going to be a huge variable in the effectiveness of this app. It, if it's accurate, then it's likely going to be much better at taking notes in real time than we are at trying to retroactively take notes or listen, react, and take notes at the same time and during a meeting. And hopefully that just improves the quality and effectiveness of meetings in general. I've always been not a huge fan of meetings. I don't know if there are anybody, if there's anybody out there that is a huge fan of meetings, but I also subscribe to the belief that too many meetings or too long of meetings can really grind an organization down. And hopefully this integration or integrations or add-ons like this will drastically reduce that grind. Microsoft Teams does have a similar feature apparently. And Zoom also offers like a transcription feature, but it doesn't appear to be AI powered. As far as the timing of the rollout here, it according to Google, it will be a gradual rollout, and the change will come as a setting in the admin console where you can basically enable this feature, and it will be rolled out gradually over the next couple of weeks, starting on August 13th. So I believe that was about 3 days ago as of the dropping of this recording. So hopefully by now you are seeing that setting in your admin console, and hopefully I am too. Okay, for our last topic in today's Daily Digest, this is a story also highlighted in a recent rundown.ai newsletter. And the original article is from livescience.com and was written by Lisa D. Sparks on August 10th. The headline reads, "New supercomputing network could lead to AGI, scientists hope, with first node coming online within weeks." So according to this article here, this it's referencing a supercomputing network that's going to be built by SingularityNet with the goal of obviously accelerating the development of AGI by applying the power of a global network of very powerful supercomputers. So this is a big step towards AGI. Obviously, one of the giant barriers in that endeavor is the computing resources and the processing power that's necessary to achieve it. And this is a direct effort by SingularityNet to overcome that barrier. We've talked a lot about the implications of AGI on this show, and it's definitely hard to keep those implications limited to simply business and marketing for the AI Marketing Navigator here, because they're so far reaching and so much deeper than just that. But a lot of these changes will be so fundamental that they change every aspect of our lives. So obviously that's going to include our businesses, the way we operate them, and our marketing of those businesses. So the good and the bad here. This is definitely good news for people who are seeking to achieve AGI. They will definitely be accelerating that development at SingularityNet. It's also being powered by open source software, and we are fans of everything open source at the AI Marketing Navigator. The OpenCog or OpenCog Hyperion software that SingularityNet is using is being made transparent and accessible, and that's always a good thing. Of course, we face the same risks as we always have when it comes to AGI, things like job displacement, the incredible implications that bias and ethical beliefs held by this AGI could have, and then the almost sci-fi risk of superintelligence, which comes after AGI, which just seems so much less sci-fi with every day that goes by. Of course, SingularityNet is not the only organization trying to achieve AGI. Obviously, you have the efforts of all the companies we've talked about on the show, OpenAI, Google's DeepMind team, the Gemma team, Meta's AI efforts, which Mark Zuckerberg is heavily investing in, obviously. So as far as AGI goes, it's definitely no longer a matter of if, just a matter of when. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thank you for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.